Welcome to Portland Center for Spiritual Living. I'm Reverend Bridget McCann. My pronouns are she and her. I am the Senior Minister and Spiritual Director here at the Center, and I am so happy to see all of you. And welcome to those who join us in our virtual community space as well. You are a part of us. We Americans, as a nation, are quite proud of our freedoms. We have been referred to very often throughout our history as the Great Experiment, because we are the first of its kind government with power in, of, and for the people, a system of government that's structured to protect our personal liberties. This was a new thing 250 years ago. And this pride that we feel as Americans for this idea of freedom is on display everywhere. Our flag is not only flown from government buildings, but from schools, businesses, homes. We hang it on the side of barns. We wear it on our clothing. We can see it along highways and freeways. And of course, at our sporting events, we must sing the national anthem. And what line gets the loudest voice right at the end? Land of the free and home of the brave. It might be the one line everybody knows. And next weekend, we'll celebrate July 4th, our Independence Day, a day when we go all out with parades, festivals, fireworks, picnics, concerts. Everybody loves the 4th of July, right? It's a great day. A day when we celebrate our independence, that Declaration of Independence, with that line that just about every American school child can recite. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. All men. They did mean men. They did not mean all. It was freedom for some, not for all. After the Declaration of Independence, we have the Revolutionary War, which culminates in the Constitution of the United States of America, a document in which we elaborate a little further on those freedoms, a document that set up, interesting enough, not a pure direct democracy in which we all just vote for everything we want, majority rule. No, no, no. Our founders were a little wiser than that. They said we need a representative constitutional democracy, because a constitutional democracy, at least the way it was written here for the first time, protects the rights of the minority against the tyranny of the majority. And again, we left a lot of people out. It did not include Native Americans. It did not include the 500,000 enslaved African Americans at that time. 21% of our population. Freedom for some, but not for all. It was into this America that Frederick Douglass was born. A man born into slavery, he escaped slavery. He would eventually, with the help of friends, purchase his freedom. He would learn how to read and write, go on to be a fantastic scholar, writer, orator, and such a leader among abolitionists that he had the ear of President Lincoln when the time would come. But Frederick Douglass, as you could imagine and understand, had some conflicted feelings about his country, his homeland. He wrote in a letter to a friend in 1846, "In thinking of America, I sometimes find myself admiring her bright blue sky, her grand old woods, her fertile fields, her beautiful rivers, her mighty lakes, and star-crowned mountains. but my rapture is soon checked. My joy is soon turned to mourning. When I remember that all is cursed with the infernal spirit of slaveholding, robbery, and wrong, when I remember that with the waters of her noblest rivers, the tears of my brethren are borne to the ocean, disregarded and forgotten, and that her most fertile fields drink daily of the warm blood of my outraged sisters, I am filled with unutterable loathing and led to reproach myself that anything could fall from my lips in praise of such a land. America will not allow her children to love her. Some years after that, we would have the Civil War. In large part ended with the Emancipation Proclamation signed by President Lincoln on January 1, 1863. Now, most of us were taught in school that the Emancipation Proclamation freed the slaves, that it ended slavery in this country. It did not. It only applied to the Confederate states. It did not apply to those states who allowed slavery but remained loyal to the Union. And even those who were freed, some of them had to wait 2.5 years. It wasn't until June 19, 1965, that Union troops arrived in Galveston Bay, Texas, announcing the Emancipation Proclamation and freeing nearly 250,000 enslaved Texans. This we now celebrate as Juneteenth, or Freedom Day. So now our country has two Independence Days, July 4th and Juneteenth, which is why today, because Juneteenth, we celebrated last week, and this coming weekend, we celebrate July 4th. That's why today we are speaking about freedom, the ultimate goal of life. We will put ourselves through a great deal to claim our freedoms. We had the Revolutionary War. We had the Civil War. We also had the Civil Rights Movement, the American Indian Movement, the Stonewall Rebellion, and the demand for LGBT rights. We had Black Lives Matter movement, women's suffrage, farm worker strikes, and on it goes, all around this one concept of freedom. We have large numbers of immigrants that leave the place of their birth. They leave their homes, their families, their friends, communities, their churches, their culture, their language. Some of them, a lot of them, do so at risk of physical danger to come here to be free. And why do we yearn so much to be free? Why are so many of us willing to put our lives on the line for freedom? Because it is the soul's natural state, and anything against it is unnatural and cannot and must not be sustained. Our founder, Ernest Holmes, wrote, "The divine plan is one of freedom. The inherent nature of man is ever seeking to express itself in terms of freedom, because freedom is the birthright of every living soul." I was recently asked if I'm proud to be American. I said, yes, absolutely, because this is where we had the audacity to try to implement that divine plan, where we set the aspirational goals of freedom for all, where we saw the truth that freedom is divinely the truth of our nature. You just have to look to that document, the Declaration of Independence. Those rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, they are endowed upon us by our Creator. Not by the government, not by a king, not by a legislative body, but by our Creator. And then the Constitution, where those freedoms are elaborated upon, those personal freedoms. What does that mean? To have divine freedom, it means we have freedom of religion, freedom of speech, freedom to assemble, freedom of the press, freedom to vote for our representatives, the right to a fair trial, speedy trial, a jury of your peers, a right to due process. So yeah, my answer was yes, I'm proud to be American because we had the audacity to try to implement the divine plan. Our yearning to be free, to live by and exercise that divine freedom is declared in Centers for Spiritual Living Declaration of Principles. One of them reads, "We believe the ultimate goal of life to be a complete freedom from all discord of every nature, and that this goal is sure to be attained by all." Freedom from discord of every nature, meaning freedom from all discords, inner and outer. Freedom from fear, worry, anxiety, doubt. Freedom from feelings of loneliness, unworthiness. Freedom from self-loathing, from suffering. Freedom from scarcity, from lack. Freedom from hunger. Freedom from emotional violence, spiritual abuse, physical danger. Freedom from discrimination and oppression. All discord, inner and outer. That is the goal of life, is to be free from all of those. Now we have these discords. I just said freedom was the divine plan. So why do we have discord? We have discord because we are free to create our worlds, to co-create our world that we live in. Our founder, Ernest Holmes, reminds us of where we sometimes go wrong with this freedom. In our ignorance of the truth, we have misused the highest power we possess. And so great is this power, so complete is our freedom in it, so absolute the domain of law through it, that the misuse of this power has brought upon us the very conditions from which we suffer. We are bound because we are first free. The power which appears to bind us is the only power in the universe that can free us. We have the power to manifest those American ideas of freedom for all. But up until now, some of us have misused our freedoms historically and now. We've misused our power, we misuse our freedom to create discord for ourselves and for others. But the power is there. Discord is not the truth, freedom is. That is the divine plan. We can make it happen. We can make it happen. Those American ideas of freedom, while still a work in progress, can be brought about. You might have noticed that that Declaration of Principles says the ultimate goal of life. Using the word goal means we're not quite there. We have some work to do. But then it goes on to say it is sure to be attained by all. When we are free from discord, we are free to thrive, to just be, each of us to live our unique, precious lives. It is not freedom to do whatever I want, wherever I want, whenever I want, and to whomever I want. Because deeply we are one. My freedom means nothing if you are not also free. My freedom stops at your harm. That's what this means. Eleanor Roosevelt wrote, "Freedom makes a huge requirement of every human being. With freedom comes responsibility. For the person who is unwilling to grow up, the person who does not want to carry his own weight, this is a frightening prospect." But we here who learn, teach, practice, try to live by the science of mind principles that believes in that divine plan of freedom, we are not frightened by the responsibility that comes with our freedom, because we know there is no private good. If it is truly good for me, it will be truly good for everyone involved, because God plays no favorites. We also know that our individual consciousness and the collective consciousness is what creates our world, such that when we are building our own consciousness around freedom and good in our lives, we know that we are building consciousness of freedom and good for all people. So we do not walk away or shun our responsibilities. Viktor Frankl, when speaking, is not from the United States, but when speaking of the United States, he said, "Freedom is in danger of degenerating into mere arbitrariness unless it is lived in terms of responsibleness. That is why I recommend that the Statue of Liberty on the East Coast be supplemented by a Statue of Responsibility on the West Coast." Yeah. Yeah. Maybe we need to take up a fundraiser, start a movement. But imagine that world. Would you take a moment and imagine that world where everybody lives by that principle, freedom with responsibility. My freedom, your freedom, mutual respect for everybody's freedom, where no one person's freedom impinges on the freedom of other people. Imagine that world. I want to live in that world. I mean, that sounds like a world of fantastic, easy harmony. That world is possible. It's possible because we can dream it, it's possible because we can imagine it, and it's possible because it is the divine plan. Freedom, our God-given birthright, and the ultimate goal of life for all people, sure to be attained by all people. And when that has happened, then we will live in an America that lets all her children love her. Thank you. Let's pray. I invite our practitioner prayer partners to stand with me in prayer. One life, one power and presence so filled with love that it had to create from itself. Everything from the depths of the oceans to the far reaches of the cosmos, the seen and the unseen, the known and the unknown, this universe and every other universe, all springing forth from that one love, constantly saying, "Let me experience myself in, through, and as my creation." That is our life. It is the all of us. It is the all of me, and it is the all of every person within the sound of my voice. It is the all of every person that ever has lived, lives now, or ever will live. And among those many gifts this one love gave us is that gift of freedom. So we, like it, can fully experience ourselves. This I claim, this I know for all people everywhere. And I also accept the responsibility And I know many, many, many others accept that sacred responsibility. For that, I am grateful. Thank you, God. Thank you, life. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. For this is the divine plan. It's already true in the heart and mind of the one Spirit. And so it is. Thank you. Thank you.